Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Tim the Overseer. Hopefully everything is going good. Family, welcome to the show, Reign in Love Ministries, in which I'm the pastor of. I hope everyone is doing good during this holiday season. Amen. Some good times, amen. We know there's some trying times, and we are just grateful for life itself. I'm grateful to be back before you. We do apologize about not being on tomorrow night. There's some things that just kind of come up, and you know how it is sometimes. We have to change things up a little bit, but amen. But we will be back with our Freestyle Fridays next month in January, the third Friday in January 2021. Amen. We are approaching a new year. Give God the glory and the praise, because there are a lot of people that did not make it this year, amen, due to the pandemic. In fact, my wife just got word that one of her distant family members had kind of passed away. One of her distant family members' spouse had passed away just today. So make sure that we are praying for people. Amen. You just never know when your time is up. This is why salvation is so important, and we're going to talk about Revelation, the 14th chapter. We're just going to get into the first portion of Revelation, the 14th chapter. I'm not going to be before you long today, and I told you that we're going to come back and revisit Revelation 13 and 14, because I do want to go into more detail on Revelation, the 13th chapter, and Revelation, the 14th chapter. So we're going to do that start next year. We're going to start out strong next year. In fact, let me look at my calendar so I can see when I'm going to be on next year. Amen. I know everyone is enjoying the holiday season. We got family coming in this starting at the beginning of the week. And so I know how it is, amen. So I won't be before you long, amen. Maybe I should have kind of thought about, amen, doing the show during the holiday. But there are some people that don't get into the holidays that way. Some people like, you know, hey, you know what? It's whatever. I want to hear the word. I'm fine. I don't really get into the holidays, so that's why I kind of decided to just go and just do it, because I know not everyone celebrates the holidays. I do understand, I respect everybody's opinion and how people feel about the holidays. I do respect it, but amen. So with that being said, today is December the 19th, 2020. It is a blessing to be here in the land of the living. I'm praying for each and every one of you. I'm praying for myself as well. Amen. Because as I stated, you just never know. Amen. So I love each and every one of you. Amen. Just make sure that we're staying focused and doing what we need to do to stay out of the way of this pandemic and to take care of ourselves as much as possible. Amen. Take care of our family, friends, and loved ones. Just make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do during these trying times. Amen. So make sure we are praying for everyone. And again, I can't stress salvation enough. In fact, amen, I read a little something somebody had posted saying that once saved, always saved is dangerous to teach. And I just shook my head like, Lord have mercy. No, it's not dangerous to teach. To teach all from salvation is extremely dangerous to teach. In fact, it shouldn't be taught at all, because no such thing. Because if that's the case, then what is everlasting life? Amen. If Christ granted you everlasting life, and everlasting life is not granted when you die, it's granted in this life. So if he gave you everlasting life, the gift, how can you lose it? See, no one can explain to me. No one can explain it. No one can tell me how can you lose everlasting life if it is forever. That's because you can't. It contradicts the grammar. It contradicts the teachings and the theory of learning that we have learned of what everlasting life is and what eternity is. If I say this is, if I hand you something, let's just use it as an example. Let's say I hand you this bowl, and this bowl has diamonds and gold and jewelry, just whatever, just diamonds and gold, all kind of precious stones. And I say, this is yours for eternity. Amen. It's not based on any condition. It's yours as long as you receive it and believe in me and have faith in me and trust in me. It's yours. Amen. Christ has done his job when he went to the cross and died on the cross for our sins. He did. He done his job. He died for your sin. He did what you and I didn't have to do. We don't have to live a perfect life because the Most High Yahweh know that you are incapable of living perfect. But Christ was the key to man's salvation. And see, now the Holy Spirit's job is once you receive salvation, instantaneously, as Paul said, in a twinkling of an eye, you have received salvation and the Holy Spirit has entered into you. And when that takes place, guess what? The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, is the keeper. He will keep you and guide you and lead you and teach you. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches you and guides you and say, hey, Tim, don't do this. Now, we know the wages of sin are death. If you choose to do things of sin, which we all will sin, we know that the results, the end results, that we're going to pass away and leave this life one day. The scripture says it. But the Holy Spirit is the one that keeps us from sin and stirs us from unrighteousness. This is why Paul said on the scriptures, work out your own salvation. He wasn't talking about eternal salvation, because you can't work out your own salvation if Christ died for your salvation. He was talking about you work out the things that you are dealing with your flesh, because your soul is already saved. You just need to deliver yourself here on earth from sinful things, from sinful living, is what he was saying. So basically saying that it doesn't mean we're not going to sin, but we want to what? Sin less. Amen. We want to live a sinless life, meaning that I don't do the things that I used to do. Will I sin? Yes, I will. Do I have the bad habits and the sins that I used to have? No, I do not. And that's what the scriptures, that's what Paul was talking about. This is what we're taught, and this is what we got it. So for someone to put something out there that once saved, always saved, it's dangerous to teach. No, it's dangerous for you to say that, and it's dangerous for people to teach that you can fall from salvation. This is why so many people have went back into the world and never understood properly what salvation is. Amen. And then so many people will walk away saying, oh, well, I was once saved. I don't want no part of that anymore. Well, no, you were never saved. You were just in the church and you were just feeling emotionally. Amen. You felt the Spirit, amen, but you didn't receive the Spirit into your soul. So there's a difference. You must receive the Holy Spirit, amen. So without further ado, amen, I'm just going to say a quick prayer. I usually read the scriptures of love, but today we're just going to go ahead and move on and get to, well, I got some time, amen. We got some time. Let's go ahead and read the scriptures of love, which will be coming from, amen, 1 Corinthians. The 12th chapter, verse 31, through 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. Let's read what it says. It says, but cover earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be tongues, shall vanish away. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. It says, whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away, amen, childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the grace of these is charity. charity meaning love. Amen. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thank you for another blessed day. Heavenly Father, we come thank you for another blessed year that we get to close out. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name, and we thank you for, dear Heavenly Father, the families and friends and the members, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for life itself, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in our lives and future generations, dear Heavenly Father. Again, Heavenly Father, we just come praying, asking for forgiveness of our sins and transgressions. Shouldn't us where we're weak, dear Heavenly Father. Bless us to be a light and an example to the world, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, bless this study, bless this ministry, dear Heavenly Father. Bless this radio ministry platform, dear Heavenly Father, that we may continue to grow and reach thousands and tens of thousands, dear Heavenly Father, and it be your will, millions of lives, dear Heavenly Father, that we may bring them into your kingdom before your Son returns, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and look at Revelation, the 14th chapter. And we're just going to look at verses 1 through 13. Or we may just look at just a few. But I'm going to read 1 through 13, and we may just, we may only cover just a few verses, amen. We're going to be brief tonight, amen. Like I said, I know a lot of people are traveling, amen. I know their work at the bank has kind of been a little slow because it's the holidays. And I know that this year, because of what's happening in the world, amen, a lot of people are it's kind of a somber. This exciting and good, but, a lot of people have lost loved ones this year. And so we just want to make sure that we are praying for them and their loved ones and their family that have been affected by this pandemic, and some that have not even passed on due to the pandemic. But just make sure that we are praying, guys. Amen. 2020 has been a trying year for most, if not all of us, amen, some way or another. So just make sure that we are praying for one another, that the world needs what? More love, amen. That's what I talk about, amen. Love, salvation, and love. The world needs more salvation and love. We need that, amen. We need more deliverance, more salvation, and we need to show one another more love, amen. So we know what? Christ is due to come back, amen, soon, we believe. Amen. When I say soon, the Bible says it's a thief of the night. So no man knows what the day nor the hour. We have to be prepared, family, amen. We can't let our guards down. We can't fall asleep, amen, at the wheel. We have to keep pressing toward the mark, amen, for the high calling, because we know that he has something special for us. We know that he has something good for us. And so we don't want to relax too much on what he has for us. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and move on. We're going to read Revelations. Let's start out Revelation 14 and 1. It says, this is John, he said, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, that's 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Amen. Let's continue to read. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne. Amen. There's a key right there. Where did they sing the song at? Before the throne. Amen. And before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Amen. So we know that this right here is not taking place where? This is not taking place on earth. Most people, when they read it, they believe this is taking place on earth. This is not. This is in heaven. In fact, this 144,000 is different from the 144,000 in chapter 7 of Revelation. This is a different group. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Amen. You're going to see some key special things about this 144,000. Amen. There's going to be some key things. They said, well, how do we know that this is not, amen, the 144,000 that, amen, that was on earth? Because it says right here, it says, and I heard a voice, amen, from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder. We talked about that great voice, amen. We talked about Christ and the Heavenly Father having such a very, very powerful voice. And John had to reference what he understood on earth. What can I compare their voice to? If you've ever been around a waterfall or anything like that, you heard that the water is very, very great. Amen. Or if you heard, amen, thunder. Amen. My dad used to always say when it thunders, my dad used to always say, that's God's talking. That's the Most High talking. He said, just get somewhere, sit down, be quiet, cut the TV off, cut the electricity off, cut the video games off, cut everything off in the house. He said, you can't read a book. Just lay there and just chill out. Amen. Because he said that he believed that was the Most High talking. Amen. Amen. So that's what he said. He said he believed that's the Most High talking. So we had to be quiet. Amen. So watch this. It says in verse 3, and they sung as it were a new song. Well, here's the key. Before the throne. Well, we know the throne ain't here on earth. The throne is where? The throne is in heaven. Amen. The throne is in heaven. It's not on earth. So they sung as if it were a new song. Amen. Heaven is going to be so beautiful. I was just thinking about that today and yesterday. I said, man, you know, we enjoy life. Sometimes life is troubling and stressful. But there are times that, you know, you probably don't enjoy it as much. But as a believer, I can sit in here as a saint. Man, I can't wait to be in heaven for all eternity. Man, you get rest from your labors, from this life, from people that are mistreating you and just being evil the way people act in this world. We'll get to be in for everlasting peace. And I tell people, why wouldn't you want to be part of that? Amen. But you know, a lot of people just in it for something else. They go to church because it's a fad, because it's the thing to do, because they don't fit in the world out there anymore, I guess. So they come to church. Amen. But if you're going to come to church, be real about who you are. Be real about your intent and what you come to do. Amen. Don't come faking and shaking like you said back in the day. Don't come faking and shaking. Be real with it. Amen. If you're going to come to church, be real about what you're doing. Be real about what the Most High has for you to do, amen, in the kingdom. Amen. So I want to share that part with you. But as we can see, this is who? This is Yahshua and his people. So we believe that this voice, amen, is Christ is who we believe his voice is. Amen. But that's what I believe it says. And I heard the voice of harpers harping. Amen. Excuse me. That's a yawn. Listen, the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Amen. They sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. Now, we know in Revelation, I believe it's chapter 4, when we first witnessed the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song, but the 144 and 4,000 were redeemed from the earth. This is a special group. Amen. This is a special group. So could this group possibly be redeemed within the time of the tribulation? We believe that. Amen. And I say that because, wow, all the other times has passed. And this is mentioned during what? The Great Tribulation. We know that. And Christ is not on the earth during the Great Tribulation. He comes when? The very end of the Great Tribulation. Amen. Now, we know the 7 years is known as the Tribulation, but I call that last 3.5 years the Great Tribulation. And we know that Christ is still in heaven, what? Awaiting to return to the earth. Amen. So we know that there's some things going on, amen, in the spiritual realm. So we just want to be, amen, mindful and just make sure that we touch as many lives as we can. Amen. Amen. Give me one brief moment. Amen. Give me one brief moment. Amen. There we go. Okay. Amen. There we go. All right. Amen. Moving right along. So we know that this is taking place in the heavenly. Amen. In the heavenly, before the throne of the Most High. And it said that which were redeemed from the earth. Amen. Meaning that they are no longer on the earth, but they are where now? They are in heaven. Now we're going to go ahead and read verse 4 and 5 and 6. Now we see also in verse 3 that we witness who? The four beasts, the elders, which we believe the 24 elders is the church, amen, which is us, amen. And we also, amen, we see what? The Lamb, amen. So we know that this is believed to be in heaven, amen. So it says, these are they which were not defiled with women, amen. It's a special group, Amen. Meaning that they probably were what? Virgins. For the Bible says, he says, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto Yahweh and to the Lamb. Amen. They were not defiled. Amen. With women. Amen. So it makes you wonder if these 144,000 were all men. Amen. Because it didn't mention anything about, it didn't say that they were defiled with men and women. It specifically said women. Amen. So it makes me wonder if this 144,000 were all men. Amen. So that makes me lean towards believing that they were. Amen. Because it said they were not defiled with who? Women. Amen. So we're going to move right along. Now it says, these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto Yahweh and to the Lamb. Amen. Look at that. What a blessing. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. So moving right along. Amen. Verse 5 says, in their mouth was found no guile. Amen. Had good conversation, good mouth, good tongue. Amen. Not saying bad things, backbiting, cussing, fussing, and things like that. Amen. Just good things. Amen. But it says, for they are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. Amen. It also makes me wonder if these were male children. Amen. Because a lot of times children, especially little bitty kids, amen, they are probably the closest to the Most High. Because if you remember over in the Gospels, Christ, what did he tell the disciples when they tried to stop the children from coming to Christ? He said, suffer not these little ones, amen. Suffer not little children, for such is the kingdom of what? Heaven. Meaning that these kids are going to make it into heaven before you will, definitely. Amen. You got more sin and evil on your hand than you do. Amen. Let's just be truthful. If you remember when Christ, when the men brought the women to Christ and they tried to have her stoned and say, hey, you know, this woman here is sleeping around cheating on her husband. And then he said, ye without sin cast the first stone. And if you remember, from the youngest to from the eldest to the youngest, amen, is how they left out. I mean, that the older they were, they left first because they knew, oh, man, I got a whole life story. I can write a book on sin. Amen. They could write a book on sin. The elders could. Amen. So if you 50, 40, 50, 60, 30, something like that, 70, 80 years old, the older you are, you already know you got a lot of sin. You got a lot to answer for. The younger you are, the less sin you have. That's why the elders to the youngest left. Amen. In that order. Because why? The older you are, the more sin you have. And this makes me wonder about the 144,000. Were these 144 male children, youth? Amen. This makes me wonder. That's just Tim's spiritual sense speaking. Amen. So that's just me. No, the Bible's not saying it. That's just Tim. I just want to put that out there. Amen. Makes you wonder, right? All right, so let's move right along. Verse 6 says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Amen. 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 Verse 7 says, saying with a loud voice, fear God. Amen. Ain't that what we've been saying the whole time we've been on the earth for almost a year? Fear God. Fear the Most High. Give him all the glory and all the praise. Why not? Amen. Because you have to understand, man, that salvation is the only way. Because when we leave this world, only what you do for Christ lasts. We watch so many TV shows. We watch videos on Facebook and YouTube. So much entertainment. So many things going on in the world. We watch people's lives every day before us. And we see people, how people act and how people carry on. Sometimes people act like they're better than others. I got a little bit more than you. Hey, I'm somebody and you're nobody. We see all this stuff. You know, classes of people and people being famous and people being not famous. And a lot of time it makes you wonder, you know, outside of all this, what does this life matter if it's without Christ? What does this life matter if you don't have Yahweh, if you don't have God, the Most High God, not the fake and false God, amen, not the fruity-tooty stuff going on, amen, not the fake God and the false God and the money God and you know, all this different stuff that's going on in the world. Not the false, not Lucifer. We talking about the real, true, one and only God, Yahweh of heaven, the author and creator of all things. If you don't have him, nothing that you do will last. Not your education, not your job, not your money. You can't take none of that stuff with you. Not your prestige, not your last name. The Bible says, in fact, we're going to get new names. This last name, Jackson, ain't going to matter when I die. I can't take you with me. He said, I'm going to give you a new name, Tim, when I raise you from the dead, or if you're blessed to be alive when I return, and I'm going to give you a new name. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. We have to be grateful and thankful to him for the many blessings and the things that he is doing for us in our lives. We're thankful. I'm so grateful for salvation. I see it all the time. I can't say enough. I am so glad I'm saved. No matter what happens to me on this earth, no matter how I may leave this world, I'm saved. That's all that really matters, is that I got salvation. That I know that I will, when I open my eyes, when I shut my eyes on this side and open my eyes on the other side, the angels will be standing up and say, Tim, let's go home. Amen. All glory to the Most High. I'm going to see the Father and his Son and the Holy Spirit and all his heavenly angels and the hosts. I can't wait to see him, amen. And he said, one day, Tim, I'm going to show you my face. Ooh, I can't wait. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't understand that. My dad used to say that because he used to be a pastor. He used to preach. He said, he can't wait to see his face. Now that I'm saved and I've come along, I say the same thing that my dad said. I can't wait to see his face, his heavenly face. Amen. That's just really something to think about. I just had a little moment. I had to really think about that. Amen. So we're so grateful for salvation. Let's get back to the scripture. Where am I at? I think I was in Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 7. Amen. Yes, amen. I think that's why. Well, let's just read it anyway. I don't know if I but let's just read it. It says, saying with a loud voice, fear God, amen, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Look, people can play games all they want. They can be cute, say all kind of little cute things to you, send you little cute little ugly messages on the internet. Amen. They can tell you all kind of stuff. Hey, the hour's coming of his judgment. You're going to have to give an account, especially those of you who have not received Christ as your Savior. Amen. You will have to give an account every thought, every word that you said out your mouth and every deed that you've ever done, you don't have to stand and pay for that. Amen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And if you die in sin, amen, there's no hope. There's no rescue. There's no way out. There's no escape. That's it. The people who died and gone on from this world wish they can get it back. I don't care who they were. They wish that they could take it back. They wish that they could change it. Ain't none of that. That's it. Once you die, ain't no second chance. Ain't no purgatory. Like I heard somebody try to tell me a long time ago. That's purgatory, a place that when you die, you get a second chance to get it right. This is your chance to get it right. So this is why I tell them, this is your purgatory. This is your opportunity to get your soul right, your life right, before it is too late. Amen. There ain't no do-overs. Amen. It ain't like a test or an exam. See, it's like we get chance after chance. He's giving you your chance now. We preaching to you and giving you this good word. Amen. And preaching you and telling you and selling you on salvation. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. Take advantage of it. Amen. While you still have a chance. My dad used to say that and preach the same thing. Amen. He used to preach about salvation all the time, about people getting saved and their souls. I'm very passionate about the same thing. I want you to be saved, sweetie. Amen. I want you to be saved, brother. I just want you to be saved. I just want to see you in heaven. I don't want to see nobody lost. Because the Bible, we're going to get into it in a little bit. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me read some more so you'll know. It says, for the hour of his judgment is come. He's going to judge, amen, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Amen. We know that that's talking about Christ. Go over and read Colossians, the first chapter. It's talking about Christ right there. Amen. We know who is the creator of all these things. Amen. Worship him that made heaven. Worship Christ. Amen. Worship the heavenly Father. It says, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Amen. Now, some people believe that this is talking about America. Amen. We really, you know, that's why it's called Mystery Babylon. We could come to the conclusion that this is talking about America, but what we also know that America don't run the world. Amen. America is not the one and only main control center. Amen. We know that Lucifer is behind it all. Him, his fallen angels and demons, they are behind it all. And what this could be talking about is the entire earthly satanic Luciferian system. Some like to call it the Illuminati, if that's what you want to call it. It could be that. Babylon is fallen, that great city. To understand this more, you have to reference the original Babylon. Amen. We know that it was under who? Lucifer's control. Lucifer and the fallen angels and the demons control. Amen. We know it's talking about the earthly city. This is what it's referencing. But we know that there's a spiritual wickedness in high places that's in control of this city, that's behind all of this. So it could not just only be the United States. It could be Europe. It could be Asia. It could be Africa. It could be South America. It could be the whole entire world evil system. Because we know it's going to fall, especially at the hand of Christ, when Christ returns. It could be talking about more than just America. Amen. Not saying that it's not. We know that America is inclusive in it, because America is not. People like, so in God we trust and America is good. America was founded on evil. It enslaved people to build its wealth and riches to make it what it is today. It is found on evil, and it's still evil. Amen. Let's just tell the truth. Let's just call it what it T-I-S, what it is. Amen. Let's just be for real. Okay? Let's be real. Amen. I'm not a faker. Amen. I'm a realer. Amen. So you just want to keep it, as the kids say, let's keep it real. Let's not fake and joke around with this thing. That's just the truth. A lot of people like to praise this country. This country does a lot of evil things. Let's just call it what it is. A lot of all these nations around the world we know do evil, but America definitely ain't no saint by far. Amen. They have not even reparated the people or paid the people back, or the ancestors of the people, which is me, us. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. They have not reparated the people who they have wronged. Amen. So you have to try to right your wrong. If you feel like, oh, well, we ain't, then that was them, but you benefiting from it. Let's just call it what it is. Amen. We know that when it talks about Babylon has fallen, we're talking about a whole evil satanic system. Not just one country or one government. There's a lot of evil governments, and we know that they all what? They all come together, amen, and they basically are working together. We know that. Amen. They come together as one conglomerate. You know what I'm saying. I can't say it today. Amen. Conglomerate, amen, to conspire. Amen. This wicked, evil plan that Lucifer has set into the governments through, if you want to call them Illuminati, the secret societies, whatever they all want to be, the brotherhood, secret brotherhood, the dark brotherhood, we know what this is saying. It's no secret. Amen. Let's move on, because I got a little bit more to go. The time is rolling. It says in verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, Lord have mercy. Amen. We know who the beast is. Amen. We talked about a little bit last week in chapter 13 of Revelation. The beast is who? The false prophet. That is yet to come. When the church is gone, he's going to come on the scene. The false prophet. Amen. This is who the Holy Scriptures is talking about. This is who is referencing. The beast and his image. So we see images on what? The TV screen, on YouTube, videos. What makes you wonder how this image is going to be portrayed? You know, a long time ago, it was thought to be a statue, but now everything is electronic. And that's how the banks are. Amen. I work in the banking system. That's all the banks do. They want everything online. They forcing people to do everything online. Amen. And the elderly, mature in age people, the ones that are struggling with it. Because a lot of them are not used to that. People who are above 50-some years of age, especially those who are 60 to 90 years old, they struggle with online banking. But as we can see, the world's pushing closer and closer towards the mark of the beast and the return of Christ. Amen. We are just heading in that direction faster and sooner than what you know. Amen. But if you watch everything, amen, I was just at the store today, me and my wife, doing some shopping, and they had a machine just electronically just going around the store. Amen. It kind of flipped me out a little bit. Amen. It tripped me out because I'm like, man, this guy just get away from this machine and just leave it going by itself? No. This machine is going around cleaning the floor in the store by itself, electronically. Electronic remote. Remote control. They got cars like that now. The Bible talks about these things, how knowledge will be increased. Knowledge is definitely increased. If you'd have told somebody, amen, even if you had told my dad, amen, amen, he passed away in the early 2000s, if you'd have told him that there have been machines running the world, he probably looked at you crazy, amen. Amen. If you told somebody who was alive in the early 1900s that machines was going to run the world one day, electronically cars would run and move by itself, planes would fly by itself, and they like to tell you that it's more safer with the plane if the piloted by electronics. Amen. Online. Amen. If planes and cars, because they say it's safer. They're saying that now with the cars. They have some accidents with these cars, but they're going to work that out. Amen. Because soon everything's going to be remote control. There won't be no need for man. It makes you wonder what people are going to do for money. We see the world coming towards just a straight rich, poor society. No more middle class. The middle class is basically wiped out. A lot of people don't believe it is, but this guy was telling me about just the other day in the bank, this guy was telling me about a lady that was making over $150,000, over $100,000 a year. Now she's like, I believe he said she's living out of some type of, what they call those little trucks, some type of little truck. So she never thought she'd be in that type of predicament or situation. This is the thing that the world is coming to, and we cannot ignore these things. We cannot turn a blind eye to what's going on in the world. This evil Luciferian Babylonian system, whether you want to say it's America or Europe or Asia or whoever you want to call it, South America or Africa, we know where the main powers are. But I happen to believe that this is all these guys are all conspiring together. They're working together. That's what I believe. Amen. So I really happen to believe that it may be the whole entire world evil satanic system, which is Babylon. That's just my personal spiritual opinion of it. I'm not saying that I'm right or wrong. Amen. I just happen to believe that it's just more than America. A lot of people point to America. It could be just America, but we all know that America ain't the main power. We know that there's somebody behind the curtains. Amen. Most people believe that Europe is behind it all. Amen. Because the Bible talks about in Revelation, these world powers. And the Bible scholars have all identified that these are the European powers. Amen. So, again, this Babylon that is going to fall could be the whole satanic system. Amen. This all falls up under this Luciferian rule. Amen. But we know it's all going to come to an end. Amen. Soon, very soon. Amen. Let's move right along. Let's go ahead and move on and see what the scriptures say. Amen. We've got about 15, 20 minutes left. We're doing good on time. Amen. So what's that? It says, amen. Amen. Let's finish verse 8. It says, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I can see why they would say America, because America is probably America the Great. Amen. You know, all nations, you go anywhere in the world, people talk about them. And not everybody love America, but everybody want to come to America. Amen. I've talked to people from basically almost, yeah, every continent on this planet. I don't care if it's Africa, Asia, Europe, South America. A lot of people criticize me, but a lot of people like to come to America. America the Great, America the Beautiful, all this stuff, all kind of praises. So don't get me wrong. I see why they would come to the conclusion that this may just be talking about America. Amen. Verse 9 of Revelation, the 14th chapter, says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone and in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. My God, amen. And that is so powerful. Amen. Why would you want to be a part of that? A lot of people think this is a joke. Amen. I've been in ministry 20 years now. Amen. Been in church all my life. Amen. When I tell you there are people that are seriously taking this as a joke, oh, my gosh. They can't imagine what's coming. They don't even know what's coming to them. Amen. It says and talks about how the angel that followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, amen. We don't know, again, if we're going to be on TV. These people are going to be actually worshiping this beast and this image. And they're going to receive this money. They're not going to have a problem. People getting tattoos everywhere. I've seen some videos that this man had tattoos almost on every inch of his body. I said, Lord, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to mess up your beautiful body? Amen. That the Lord, the Most High, is giving you a beautiful body. Let's just say that he's giving you a beautiful body. Why don't you want to mess it up with all that mess on you? That's exactly what it is. I tell mess. I tell my kids, don't waste your time putting that mess on you. Amen. But all you can do is teach them, right? Amen. It's all you can do is just teach them. Amen. And just that's it. You can just teach them. Because the time is coming when Christ is going to separate the righteous from the wicked, and he's going to judge, amen. He's going to judge, amen. His judgment, amen, is going to be righteous. As you can see, right here it says in the wrath, it said, and the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, his judgment. Amen. The wine of the wrath. So you're going to drink that wine, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignations. It ain't going to be nothing, man. He ain't going to be watered down. You're going to get the pure smackdown. Amen. You're going to give it to you raw. You're going to pay for what you did. Amen. You may not think you are, but amen, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. You can rest assured his judgment is coming. His judgment is true. His judgment is real. You ain't going to escape. I don't care how smart, how brilliant, how intelligent, how many degrees you may have, you won't escape Christ. You ain't going to outsmart him because, why? He is the Word. He is the intelligence, amen, of the Most High God, amen. Read and learn what the Logos is. That's the Greek word for the Word, the actual word, and when it translates to the Greek, is Logos, which means he is the intelligence. He is the mind of Yahweh, the mind of the Most High God. You're not going to outsmart him. Satan, Lucifer couldn't outsmart him. Lucifer and sin can even make him sin. Amen. That's how smarter he is than Lucifer. But you want to serve a losing God instead of a winning God. You go right ahead. Amen. But you're going to pay for it in the end. You will pay for it, as it says for sure in these scriptures and right here in verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. They're going to watch you burn for all eternity. Amen. I will not have any part of that. Amen. I thank him so much for my parents, my dad teaching us spiritual wisdom and knowledge and passing this knowledge on to us. It's part of my spiritual DNA, and I pass it on to my kids. Amen. Now, people talk about generational curses. These are generational blessings. Amen. We speak life on this end. Amen. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. Amen. Kids used to tell me that when they little. That's the best time to get them when they little. They humble. They willing to receive. And people say, oh, you're scared. Scaring them. And they ain't scaring them. You scaring them when you put them out there in the world. And they see what the world really is and no love. That's scary. Amen. But, you know, it's too late. When these folks and things happen to them and you didn't teach them right and they gone on. And once they get above 20, amen, their soul ain't right. Amen, that's it. The soul is lost. It don't matter if they 21, 22, 23, 24. And you had the opportunity. You had the chance. And as I said before in the past, I believe that the one of the reasons why people pass at such a young age and not have salvation because the Most High Christ and the Most High, they know and through the Holy Spirit, if they was to leave you here almost 1,000 years, you still wouldn't do right. You ever met somebody like that? The Bible says you have a reprobate mind. Pharaoh was like that. No matter what happened, he had to go through all those plagues just to lose his son, his firstborn child. See, it wouldn't took all that for me. About the second or third plague, I would have learned my lesson. Okay, let's go ahead and turn them loose. We'll find some more slaves. There's plenty of people in the land. We used plenty of people going to enslave. Let's go and enslave these people over here. They don't seem to be doing it. They don't seem to be worshiping the real God. They seem to be doing some evil. Let's enslave them and make them work and do whatever. Amen. But you see people like that. Amen. You try to teach them and tell them, and it's like, Lord, have mercy. How can you be so hard-headed? But you got people like that in the world. You try to teach them and tell them and show them love, and they just don't want to hear it. But that's okay. See, that what makes it even more believing for me that the lake of fire and brimstone is for all eternity. Because you got some folks that are just so hard-headed. They just taste fire and brimstone to burn it, and it won't be enough to burn it out of them. So they're going to burn for all eternity. Because a lot of times people are so hard-headed that you think that they would change. They're not going to change. The Most High can let them burn for a million years and then let them out. They're going to still curse him. So they ain't learned. Okay, we're going to put you in another million years and let them out. They're going to still. You put them in a billion years and let them out. They're going to still. See, some folks just never learn. They just don't never. So that's the same thing with Lucifer. He wants to do his own thing. So guess what? Come on over here and burn this fire for all eternity. See? Because I used to ask that question, man, would a loving God let you burn for all eternity? See, man, folks don't understand what they're saying. They say they want to go to hell in the lake fire. They don't credit or sell those, so you really don't know what you're talking about. Put your hand on the hot iron on the stove or in the fireplace. They ain't telling you to do that because I hope you got more sense than that. But I guarantee you won't nobody put their hand in the fireplace or the stove because you're going to burn. It's going to hurt. I bet you move that hand. I've been burned by iron or a stove before. It hurts. And you move quickly. You don't move slow. You don't take your time. You're like, whoa, man, that thing is hot. That burned me. Somebody touch you with something hot, hot water. You know, if you've been in the tub, sometimes I thought the water was on cold, turned on hot, boom, hit my feet. Man, that thing is hot. Hurry up and put that around some cold water over my feet. Because that's how it is. It's so much pain. And the Bible talks about that. You won't, you know, you won't ever get used to the lake of fire. You'll be there for all eternity. You'll never get used to it. But you got some folks that think they're going to outlast this thing. They're going to outrun this. They're going to outsmart this. They think they got something. Right? They got too much knowledge. They got too much money. They so smooth. They're going to buy the way. But, man, they've been in hell. They're going to know that it's real. When you're going to stand before the Lord, they got nothing. They're going to be so humble. Because hell is a place that you can't imagine. And stop letting folks play with you when they talk about they didn't been to hell, they didn't been to heaven. Ain't nobody been to heaven, and ain't nobody been to hell. I've had visions of hell. I've had heavenly visions. That's all they are. I have not actually been to heaven, nor has anybody. If you ain't been John, amen, or somebody like Elijah or Enoch, somebody like that, no, you ain't been to heaven. You ain't seen heaven. Stop. You ain't seen God. Stop. Okay? You ain't been to hell. You don't know what's in hell. Hell is a place that you cannot fathom. In fact, if you go over, I believe in Luke the 16th or 17th chapter, when he talks about Lazarus and the rich man, and then when he gets down to the scriptures of birth, when he talks about, when he said, Father, I have five brothers and a father. Amen. Let me go and warn them. But he said, no. Amen. And I probably need to read that verse to you real quick before I close out. Amen. He said, no. He said, if one was to come from the dead, they still wouldn't believe. Again, reprobate mind, hard-headed folks. One can come from the dead. You can see somebody die, put them in the graveyard, and you go out there and visit one day, that grave open up, they come back from hell and say, hey, man, look, you become saved. You're not going to outrun this thing. You're not going to outsmart this thing. You're not going to have enough money. You say your soul is a wrap. You're not going to outlast this thing. Hell is real, and it's a place that you can't imagine that's full of torment and pain. Go to heaven. Get your life right. Save yourself. Save your soul. They wish they can come back and tell their loved ones, their family, their friends, and even their enemies. They wish they can come back and tell them that. The Bible says no, because they got Moses and the prophet. What Christ was saying and what that scripture comes out was saying, well, no, they got the scriptures. You got prophets, you got preachers and teachers at our event. You got people teaching the word. You got the Bible. No, you got all that you need to believe. Because if they won't believe us, they ain't gonna believe a man that's been in the grave dead. They ain't gonna believe one that comes back from the dead. That's amazing. That's powerful. Man, that's proud. That's over in Luke, the 16th, 17th chapter. Read that context. Amen? Now watch this. I believe it was in verse 11. It says, and smoke, amen. Oh, okay, yeah, we're in verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. Lord have mercy. And they have no rest, day nor night. You're going to burn for all. And we know that when something's hot, man, you can say what you want to. I've seen folks, you know, maybe on movies, it may be real. They show folks burning. You can't withstand that. And this is going to be spiritual fire. It's going to be natural. It's going to be spiritual fire. You're going to feel it. I don't care how tough you think you are. They show these monks that they didn't set on fire and they didn't move over. Oh, when the spiritual fire get a hold of you, you're going to be sitting there. You're going to move. The Bible says that you're going to rest no day or night. You will have no rest with the torment and pain and whatever else is coming. Because remember, hell is also going to be in the lake of fire. So whatever torment and pain that's coming is going to be added with the lake of fire. Oh, ain't going to be no rest. Ain't going to be none. You ain't going to get the rest. And they ain't no angel going to be there at the door, at the gate, that's going to hit a lever and pull a lever back. Or hit a button and say, all right, ain't no horn going to play. So, all right, everybody out. Take a break. And he's gonna hit it, and everybody go back. It ain't gonna be like that. There ain't gonna be no break. You don't get the rest. The Bible said that you will have no rest day nor night. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, amen. So if you receive that mark in your forehead, on your hand, it's a wrap. I'm here to tell you, you have sealed your fate for all eternity. See, the people who are going to know for a fact they're going to receive that mark, they're not going to go back. They have a reprobate mind. They have that mind that, I don't care about God. I've met people like that. I got money. I had one guy tell me, I got money. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't need that stuff. Oh, okay, you don't need this. But I'm going to be praying for you. I pray for all of them. The poor, too. Man, he said he was an atheist. We got to talking. He don't believe that stuff. That's all smokes and mirrors. It's a game. It's a joke that they're playing. Okay, brother, I'm praying for you, too. Man, I pray for folks. I pray for your salvation, each and every one of you that have not received salvation, because it's nothing to play with. It's not a game. It's not a joke. Amen. What's a joke is Lucifer. That's the joke. The 666, all these stuff, people, the Lucifer and the blacks, whatever stuff, black magic, black, all this stuff, the Illuminati, that's the joke. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when Christ come back, he ain't gonna be nothing nice. Ain't going to be nothing. See, he got a lake of fire to put you in. See, I ain't got nowhere to put you in. Lucifer ain't got nowhere to put you in. But Christ and the Most High God and the Holy Spirit, they got the lake of fire to put you in. If you decide you don't want to be a part of what they're doing in heaven and worship and praise for all eternity and live in peace and salvation, oh, we got something. But see, for those of you who like to cut up and be hard-headed, you got somewhere that's going to hold you. And best believe me, the lake of fire is going to hold you. Amen. The hell right now is holding them in hell. And the lake of fire is going to be much worse than that. The Bible says that hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. So you know what's coming. Watch what verses 12 and 13 say. We're going to close it out. And so here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Jesus, amen, which is Yeshua. Amen. It's talking about us right now. It's talking about the saints. Remember, if you want to become saved today, right now, I'm praying for your salvation. You can become saved. All you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart wherever you are, wherever you stand. You don't have to have nobody slap you across the forehead or the face with no oil and put your head back and make you fall down and folks catch you and push you back up and get slapped in the face again. You don't need all that. Amen. Salvation is right here, right now. Amen. It could be in your bed. It could be in your shower. It could be in your bedroom, your car, your living room. It could be cleaning your laundry room. Salvation, the Holy Spirit and the Most High is everywhere. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. That's the plan of salvation, which is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. You shall be saved. You can't lose your salvation. Stop letting folks lie to you out here because they sound good, because they got money and all. What the scriptures say, amen? Now watch this. Verse 13 says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. What I do will follow me for all eternity. Amen. And I will get the rest from this labor, from this life, amen, from working in the corporate America, the corporate bound of the satanic corporations, amen. We got to work for them. You got to eat. You got to right now in this life. But it's going to come a time to where if you want to work and receive money, the Bible said that you want to receive that mark. That's when it's going to be real bad. You got to receive the mark of the beast. See, right now we ain't in that time. We are just not there, which is a blessing. Amen. But if you want to continue to do business and live life and enjoy this life, amen, watch TV and buy stuff, video games or cars or whatever you like to enjoy in this life, amen, whatever your pleasure is, whatever your vice, the Bible says you're going to have to receive that mark. And for those who are going to receive that mark, they're going to seal their faith, amen. And they're going to know what they're doing. They're going to know what they're doing because the 144,000, remember the two witnesses are going to be preaching at that time in the great tribulation. There are going to be some people at that time going to be preaching salvation. They're going to be preaching it hard. They're going to be going hard in the paint. And they're just going to reject it, man. I wish y'all get these folks off the planet talking about God. That's how they are now. They don't want to talk about God. People don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear that. That's what the people say. I don't want to hear that mess. I don't want to hear that stuff. Okay. I'm praying for you. So if you don't get it right before it's too late, fire and brimstone for all eternity. All eternity. All eternity. There ain't no coming back from that. Amen. Folks in hell, they still in hell. They've been in hell since thousands of years. They still in hell. Ain't no coming back from that. See, ain't no break. Ain't no, hey, can I get out? Hey, I'm a do it. We all know how that works. We didn't see folks that come out of the prison. So they're going to do right what they do. They go right back in. 1 month, 1 year, they right back. God, I'm talking serious jail time. Got another 10, 15, 20 years. They gone. See, you got some folks that just don't want reprobate mind. They are just like that. Why? I can't tell you. It is a mystery beyond understanding to me why people cut up and why people just don't want. Because I'm like, if I mess up, good. That's it. I'm done. I ain't doing it again. See, my person spanked me. That's why I probably hardly get them in spanked. When they spanked me, hey, I got it. Yes, sir. That belt felt like fire to me. I don't know what it felt like to you. But boy, no, sir. I don't need it. Nope. I'm good. I understand that guy. He said, don't do this. Not doing that no more. See, some folks are just hard-headed. You can just whoop them. They just don't seem to understand. But, man, I'm telling you, they don't get enough of that lake. They don't get enough of that lake of fire. I'm not being funny. I'm not making a joke about it. I'm not being ugly. I'm just being real. People need to get their heart right and their life right. Amen. Get your tickets. Stay free. Amen. Amen. Christ is they're giving the hand out from heaven for free. You want to go, all you got to do is go to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, receive salvation. Family, I'm about to get ready to close and shut it down. I love you so much. Hopefully something was said today to bless your spirit. Amen. Because he's going to give you rest, as it says in Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 13. He said that the Lord from henceforth, he said that, yea, that said that the spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Amen. This is Christ. He said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, this is John saying, right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. See, my dad, mom, see, their grandma, they died in the Lord. My four parents, family, died in the Lord. And that's how I'm going to be if I'm not alive when they come. I'm going to be blessed. He's going to come back and get me. And I believe that with all my heart. So next time we come back on the air, amen, let me say this real quick before I shut it down. Amen. I know this is going to be the first. Amen. Amen. It was actually going to be the 26th. Because I know it's going to be the holiday, the 2nd. I won't be back on the air until January 2021. I will be back on the 9th. Of January, so I want to give everybody time to get into the new year. We know a lot of things are going on, so I just want to just let you know I won't be back on the air on Freestyle Friday until the 3rd Friday in that month, which will be the 15th of January 2021. I'll be back on Running Love Ministry, Saturday Ministry on Revelation, coming back to you January the 9th, 2021. Well, family, I love you. Remember, family, you are royalty. I am royalty. We love you. Take care and stay safe. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your holidays. No stress. Just enjoy. Just pray for people and just show nothing but love. Don't argue and be ugly with folks. Don't let them be ugly to you as well. But just enjoy. Family, I love you. Happy holidays to you. I know I won't hear from you until next year. So, of course, happy new year to you. Blessings to you in 2021. It's going to be a new year. We got the victory this year and next year. I love you, family. Take care and stay safe. You all have a good night.